Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. Amen. The Lord has blessed us to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise the Lord. We have some beautiful services in the jails and prisons in time past, and we're still, amen, trying to get into the jails and prisons. Praise God. We're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We have this powerful message talking about there's power in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now we, amen, stress, there's no other name given among men whereby men can be saved but in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that is true. There is no need to waste time in other religions. We need to focus on Jesus. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. Now, Jesus come to save us from our sin. Not in our sin, but from our sin. Praise God. Amen. My ministry covers all across the United States and also into Canada and in India. Praise the Lord. And in other places. I'm telling you. Now, praise the Lord. Amen. You cannot say you're a Christian in the church, and those of you in the free world. Or you say you're a Christian, those of you that's incarcerated. Amen. And then act like the devil during the week. It don't work. But when Jesus comes inside of you, there's a change. Praise God. Like there's a change. Amen. Amen. Like I said, like I told you in a previous broadcast. Yes. Amen. There's a new generation. A young person. Yeah. In one local jail. Somewhere in the United States. It's somewhere. Amen. It's talking about their she's a Christian. They're a Christian. And just praying. Praise God. And that's a good thing. Just praying. Praise God. It's just a wonderful thing you praying. Because there are spirits in them jails. Yes, they are. There are spirits in them jails. In the state correctional systems. In Indiana Correctional Center. Yeah. Yes. Oklahoma Correctional Center. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are spirits in them prisons. DOC, Department of Corrections. New Jersey, Department of Corrections. There are spirits. Amen. In them federal prisons. There are spirits there. Amen. So they need prayer. Those of you that's in the free world, pray for those that's, amen, those that's behind prison bars. Pray for them. Because they need prayer. They need prayer. Praise God. Yes, they do. They need prayer. Amen. Praise God. Down in North Carolina Correctional Center. They need prayer. Praise God. Them local jails in North Carolina. People need prayer. Workers there. They work there. They need prayer. So you need to pray for them. People want to, amen, get on the bandwagon. Talking about abuse and all of that. But there's two sides to a story, people. There's two sides to a story. And you need to look at the both sides of it. Amen. Because workers that work there, they need prayer too. Dealing with these evil spirits. But I want to let you know, amen, all of that's wonderful. Part of the ministry to pray for those people. Pray for them. Pray for those that's incarcerated. Pray for them, because they are human. That's why I'm in prison ministry. They got souls too. They're human. Praise God. Pray for them. But I want to let you know, amen, after you do that part of the ministry, you need to live right yourself. You can't be doing that and still acting like the devil, still cursing, still doing wrong. Man, we got to live right as well. Amen. Praise God. Live right as well. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I know I preach like thunder and lightning. I do. I preach like thunder and lightning. Glory to God. Amen. All right, let's get back to the word of God in the Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Amen. Jesus said in the 6th verse, what did it say, Missionary Velvet?
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Y'all heard that? Jesus is the way. Amen. Jesus is the answer. He's the answer. He's the one that can deliver people and set people free from the bondage of sin. And that's what people need to focus on. Jesus Christ. He's the one that can set you, deliver you, and set you free from your sin. Because even though those of you that's out there in the free world walking around in the streets, you may not be in a physical prison, not in the state system, not in the local jails, not in the federal system. But if you live in sin, you're in the prison house of sin. That is even worse than a physical prison. But Jesus come to set you free from the prison house of sin and put you on the road to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Jesus is your answer. He's the way. Amen. He's the truth. He's the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him.
Amen. Now, God was in Jesus. That's why Jesus said that. Because he was in his Father and his Father was in him. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What is that?
Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffice us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?
Amen. Now, Jesus is a split image of his Father. Amen. I know some people may not agree with me on that. If you don't, that's all right. When you get to heaven, you'll see. Well, glory to God. Amen. Amen. Don't you, amen, see twins be boning from folks' homes? And they look alike. They sound alike. Because they're identical to twins. Well, if God gave you that idea, don't you think God has an idea of his own? Huh? Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. What is that?
Believe it thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work.
Amen. God is the one that worketh in his Father, in him. It is the Holy Ghost, the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. Glory to God.
Believe amen. Me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me.
Amen.
Or else believe me for that very work's sake.
Amen. Jesus is working by the power of his Father.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God. Because they're one. Amen. They're one. Glory to God. They're one in agreement. Glory to God. That's so beautiful to be one in the Spirit. Glory to God. One in agreement. No division. Just one. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever God said, the Son goes along with it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's what Jesus was talking about. They're one. No division. And we need to be one in Jesus Christ. That means be together. Be in one accord. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost when everybody was on one accord in one mind. Amen. We got to be one. Glory to God. One in agreement. That don't mean be one individual. Amen. But it means several individuals agreeing together to make us one. Like Jesus and his Father agree together to be one. Amen. That's the way it's supposed to be. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. That's what people need to understand. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, on the people in mercy, though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease, eye pressure, whatever. Lord, those that got hearing problems, unstop their deaf ears, open up their ears so they can hear. Lord, deliver the people, set the people free. Lord, set people free from alcohol, from drugs. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, praise our God. Let them feel that power. Let them feel that love. Those in solitary confinement, let them feel that love. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for deliverance. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise, and the Bible say, yes, Jesus loves me, but the Bible tell me so. That's so true. And it said, the song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will save you. He will set you free. He will provide whatever you need. Just come on to him, because he is the only way. And he is the only one that can fix whatever you're dealing with. Don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. The song says if he has to reach way down, he can pick you up. He can do anything but fail. All he is waiting for you to give him a chance. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. And he has a plan for you. If you're in trouble, Jesus is right there for you. All you do is call on the name of Jesus. Most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. And it will be the best decision you ever made. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Valley myself. We might be able to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We will pray for you. Those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Training website. Email us, contact us. We'd be glad to respond back to you. And those of you that's incarcerated, write us for Bibles, other life-changing materials. Amen. Those in Spanish speaking English, write us for Spanish material. Go, Jesus love the Spanish speaking people. And Jesus is Jesus in the Spanish language. Praise God. So today, let's broadcast the chapel. We hold along with one companion should have ever said that. If Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.